Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
No.
What? Oh, you want to talk about how expensive that fucking diner was that we went
to? Oh,
here
yeah, we went to this diner. What was it called?
I don't know. It was like the something's kitchen right on the corner.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about bad about the diner on the corner.
Yeah, I guess we shouldn't name.
It was far away.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
It's like two blocks away. Yeah, it was like, what was it?
It was the most expensive I've ever paid for eggs in my life.
$15 for an omelet?
Yeah, you bought a $15 omelet.
Yeah.
That had no gold in it.
This podcast is called Old Men Complain About Prices.
Shit that dude, did you see? Okay, I ordered a fucking egg sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Two eggs. And he comes back and he goes, did you want bacon and cheese on that? I was like, what? It was $6 for two eggs on bread.
Yeah. And it wasn't even toasted, was it?
Yeah, it was toasted. They better have fucking toasted it.
Oh, shit.
No, and then, yeah, I was just getting angry at this table next to me of these young girls that obviously had money. They were talking about what vacation they were going on.
And well, they had to have money to afford that fucking restaurant.
Yeah, and I was all mad about paying $6 for fucking two eggs and bread.
Yeah, it was more than $6, but.
Yeah, it was $8 for the total. Dude, that's the most expensive. In upstate New York.
No one's listening to this.
I know. What?
Go ahead.
There's garbage plates.
All right.
You can get like, how much was it? Like $3 for a bunch of like, it turns into cancer eventually, but like it's food in the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What other prices have you noticed have changed since you've been in New York City?
Everything, man.
Okay.
You know, it was weird.
Yeah. How are prices back when you were a kid compared to them now?
Dude, I'm younger than you. How old are you? 34?
I'm 33.
Oh, thank shit.
You.
You're at Jesus age now.
All right.
You're going to die of an overdose.
Sorry? Is that how Jesus died?
No, he did. No. Chris Farley, John Belushi.
Those aren't Jesus.
Yeah, but I know. But they, whatever. Jesus, if Jesus didn't get crucified.
He would die of an overdose, you think?
Yeah, dude.
All right.
He was doing tons of drugs.
What? See, we go back to the conspiracy theories all the time.
How is it a conspiracy theory? Oh, have you heard the one about Jesus doing drugs?
Yeah, I haven't heard it.
Dude, there's no conspiracy theories about Jesus Christ, the son of Bethlehem. He's from Bethlehem, whatever.
Yeah.
No. Are you trying to like get me to talk about conspiracy theories right now?
Yeah, again.
I don't believe in many of them.
What ones do you believe
in? I think the CIA actually exists, and you give me shit about that all the time.
You're what, like, the CIA?
I'm like, yeah, it exists.
What? I think the CIA exists. I know it exists.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
When did you hear this?
The CIA?
Yeah.
The Central.
Have you ever seen that movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats?
No. Go on.
It's about.
Care to elaborate?
It's about George Clooney's in it.
Okay.
And Jeff Bridges. And Ewan McGregor.
All right.
And some goats. It was basically about like some secret military project that they were trying to create.
Okay. Who doesn't think the CIA exists?
Good. Thank you for interrupting me. Yeah. I sound like a fucking asshole. What?
Who doesn't think the CIA exists?
No, they do. I was joking with you.
Yeah. But that's not a conspiracy theory.
If they exist or not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were on. I saw them on TV once.
Okay.
No, it's about some, like, the military tried to create psionic warriors. It's, like, actually, true. Like, they were using, like, government funding to, like, they were trying to, like, the Jeff Bridges character was, like, trying to, like, fight the army, the opposing army without using, like, force and just, like, with their minds.
This is a dream you had?
No. It would be very... I'd actually be happy if I dreamt that because it would actually make sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not really, but compared to my other dreams.
Yeah. Can you do a Mike Hernandez impression? We could just...
He's Hispanic.
Well, yeah, but he's not.
I don't know. I don't know an impression of him.
Just pretend he's here.
Why did you... We were kind of going on a good direction.
All right, go. Yeah. Go back.
And you kind of
go back. Your Jeff Bridges movie. Go ahead.
No, let's talk about something else now. You ruined it.
Okay.
So, nice shirt.
Thanks.
What do you think about What are we going to talk about? The Obert thing? We could talk about that a little bit.
Should we talk about it now or wait for Mike?
Yeah, let's talk about it a little bit now.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey.
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah, Oprah's going to run for president. When is the next election? Like
2020?
Yeah. You think she's going to win?
I don't know if she's going to run. I think just people want her to run for some reason.
Didn't even suggest it? People just want her to run?
I don't know. I don't know the story exactly. There's no secondhand.
So where did she say, I should just run for president? Everyone cheered, and like now everyone thinks she's running for president?
No idea. I am not very good at
Didn't you look this up?
No. I just heard about it.
You heard about it?
From like a third party, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mike will know about it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. No, bet he's not here.
No, yeah. Mike Hernandez is he's our guest today, and he's running late, so we're thinking of ways to fuck with him when he comes in.
Yeah.
How could we?
I don't know. Well, take away his chair, make him stand up.
Yeah, I actually kind of want to do that.
Yeah.
Dude, you don't get to sit down.
Yep.
What else can we do?
I don't know. Treat him like he's a guest on Howard Stern or something. Just like.
You want to sit on a Sibian? Something like that. Oh, dude. So, did you know that Norm MacDonald and Chris Kattan like hate each other?
Yeah.
I just saw that the other day.
No, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But the best part is like they were.
What other headlines you got from 2002?
I know. No, I didn't know this shit.
And, yeah.
Apparently, like the whole time he would, whenever Chris Kattan would like say something nice, like something about Norm, they'd be like, "What do you think about Chris Kattan?" Norm MacDonald goes, "I think he's gay."
No, there was an article. There was an SNL article where like everybody was ranting and raving about each other. So they'd be like, I'm trying to think of other. People from that era. Molly Shannon be like, Will Ferrell is a sweetheart. And he's like, it's such a treat to work with him. And then like, who else? Whoever else.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'd say stuff like that. And then like,
Jim Brewer.
Be like, Norm MacDonald's a genius. And I think he's the greatest writer we ever had. And then they'd be like, Norm MacDonald on Chris Kattan. I'm pretty sure he's gay. I've never seen a guy look that gay without actually being gay. Like that was what he said about Chris
Kattan. And then there was like some country singer on the as a guest star, and Chris Kattan kept trying to pitch his sketches, and Norm MacDonald was like, "Yeah, sure, you want to be another fag sketch?" He kept saying that shit. And then it was on Howard Stern, and Chris Kattan was like, "Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like homophobic."
Really?
Like, no, he's just. He knows that makes him mad, so that he keeps busting his balls.
Yeah. This went off the rails.
Huh?
What about your...
It's fine, man. We're waiting for Mike.
Your goats movie.
No, I'm not going to... It's that was, you, what? That's like way... You're giving me shit about talking about something 2000 and... Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. How about the H&M? The H&M thing.
H&M. Are you gonna,
yeah. I have like half the information. This is another one I have half the information for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, are you sure it was a black kid?
Yeah, no, I know about that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So you have all the information?
I have most of the information. It was an H&M ad.
Okay.
Featured an African-American kid, model. Black. Little
black.
Kid model.
Yeah, black.
Yeah.
How do you know it's from Africa?
I don't know. I mean, he's a black model. Okay. Little kid.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, there we go.
There it is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So there it is. Thank you.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah. See? It says coolest. His shirt says coolest monkey in the jungle.
And then the kid's looking at it. The white kid's looking at his shirt like, oh, my God. I can't believe they put that thing on.
But what's his said? Oh, it says jungle.
King of the jungle.
No, it says jungle survival expert. That's okay. That's super. I guess that's pretty racist.
Jungle survival.
I was like thinking it's just a coincidence, but now I'm like, holy shit. No, looking at this ad, it's bad.
Woke up this morning, my hair was like that.
this is the weekend, right? I think that's the weekend. Yeah, the weekend.
See, this is the stuff we need to talk about. This is fucking awesome.
You said we woke up this morning. This would be good with Mike Hernandez.
Like, yeah.
I think he'd have, but we can talk about this later too, but let's see.
The Weeknd said, I woke up this morning shocked and embarrassed by this photo. I'm deeply offended and will not be working with H&M anymore.
Oh, he's a model?
He's a singer, I think.
He's a singer for H&M.
Yeah. Us 90-year-olds don't get into him too much, but I think
he's a singer. No, what do you mean H&M? He sings for H&M?
He's a singer, and then it's like when you have like fucking Britney Spears doing an H&M commercial or something.
Oh, he sings during an H&M commercial.
I don't know. All right, he tweeted that. He's not working with him anymore. I don't know. He's not doing anything for him now.
Well, oh yeah. Well, okay. Well, just like, I understand why he's upset, because he doesn't look like the white guy, the white kid.
What do you mean?
Well, he's mad. But that, to be fair, that is kind of.
Yeah, I think someone said something along the lines of like,
what the fuck? That, go back to that one. No fucking way.
Oh, yeah. Remember that ad? I read about that too.
No. They actually did that?
There's a black woman taking her shirt off and then to reveal a white woman underneath. It's a Dove ad.
It's not even Coco.
Dude,
that is fucking insane.
But the white woman is like super white. Like she's like, it's like.
Yeah, like.
She's like, looks Irish or something.
Yeah, almost clear. Like Larry Bird.
Yeah. She's the Larry Bird complexion.
Yeah, like she's so ginger that like you're like, all right, she's probably good in bed and terrifying.
Okay.
That's my opinion of ginger girls. Okay. But dude, yeah, that's
pretty racist.
Come on, man. You can't even like,
we didn't know.
Well, here's my question. Is this part of a bigger ad?
They didn't even make her look like an albino. But is this like up just white?
Is this different women taking off like clothes to reveal like another woman underneath, and it just happened to be a black woman taking off to reveal the whitest girl you ever saw in your life?
Well, we're about to watch the commercial
right now. Okay. It's just reactions. They might have taken it down because of
son.
Oh, it was banned. It was banned.
What is that one?
Oh, do you remember?
It was like someone dropping the soap.
Do you remember the Pepsi commercial they took down?
Why was that one?
That was super.
It's
not racist, but it was like. Oh, here we go. This is the ad. Okay, so it's. The white woman takes her shirt off also to reveal a kind of like.
What the fuck race is that?
No, it's just like an ambiguous.
Ambiguous? Is what you would describe her as?
I don't even know.
So it goes from black to white being.
To maybe Hispanic. Clean. She could be Hispanic or just like a white girl with dark hair. But it's. I don't know. I think that's pretty racist, but it's also like it's part of a bigger ad, it looks like, which isn't as bad as just a black girl becoming a white woman. And like that's the end.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. No. Still.
It's still pretty racist.
Well, the thing is, because nobody really knows what that race is, so it doesn't really count. It just goes, okay, there's a fucking black woman, and she cleans herself and becomes white.
No, they don't say that.
It's a Dove commercial.
Okay.
What have Doves done?
I think it's lotion. It's a lotion thing.
Oh, anyway. So if you put enough lotion. I get it.
It's called the Racism Podcast.
No, dude. This
featuring
is,
Caleb.
This is good shit.
All right, so.
TMZ.
Do you remember the Pepsi ad?
The Pepsi ad?
Yeah.
It was racist?
No, it wasn't racist. It was just like insane. What's that Kardashian? The offshoot of the Kardashian.
The one that looks like she's allergic to bees and always swollen?
No, it's not actually a Kardashian.
Oh, Kim Kardashian?
This is it right here.
Okay.
Kendall Jenner. Yeah, this is like, watch. Okay.
So yeah, I like it.
So it's like all these races coming together and they're like promoting peace.
Uh-huh. You know.
But it's Pepsi, man. It's like, Pepsi. Hell yeah, grab a Pepsi and come on to this. What are they rallying against?
Oh, yeah. Against,
And it's just like.
What the fuck is...
and this guy.
Oh, wow, I had the same hat.
You don't look as like beautiful as that man, though. You look like
no. It's actually cold out. That's way worse. It looks like it's fucking in L.A. during like the summertime, and he's wearing that hat.
Yeah, but it's all these
with
like
earplugs.
I just don't like. I guess,
dude, have you ever seen like a person take their earplugs out and it like droops down? Their ears look like the scream mask.
What are you talking? Wait, you're talking about like gauges, ear gauges?
Yeah, ear
not
gauges.
Earplugs.
Oh yeah, ear gauges. Earplugs. Okay, let me correct that.
Are you actually 90?
Me? Yeah. I call them earplugs.
You know those plugs those kids are getting. Yeah, they. But look, this is like a. See, they all come together. What are they?
And Kendall Jenner is just doing a photo shoot.
She's just modeling. She's just you know as you do, just model on the side of the road.
Is she a sister or just like a, of something?
She's a sister. Yeah.
Oh my
sister.
God, she likes the guy with the fucking stupid hat on. Who is?
Yeah. Fun? And she takes her wig off and
the makeup.
Joins the they're protesting at something. I don't know. They're oppressed. These look like the least oppressed people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh my God.
And it's all about the Pepsi. You got your ice cold Pepsi at your rally.
Oh, she gives a fucking cop a Pepsi.
Yeah.
All right. Where's the police shooting about to happen?
What if they did just like mow down Kendall Jenner?
Yeah, that's what actually would happen.
Yeah.
They wouldn't like, even recognize not, it was her.
Do not approach the police.
They'd be like, oh, those fucking riot masks get all foggy. Just swinging shit.
Oh, see. But I guess they did a public apology to Kendall Jenner for the ad for whatever reason.
Yeah, I mean, she's. What did she didn't know what it was? Because she can't see what it looks like while it's getting filmed.
Yeah, I guess.
But then. She didn't figure it out. All right, so what are you going to do? You're going to hand a Pepsi to a cop.
Yeah.
She's like, all right, cool. That sounds like it's going to be a great commercial.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. It's just.
Is the cop like a. What? Was my phone ringing?
From my Fernandez.
No. Is the cop like hanging out like at a store? No, he's.
No, he's got an assault rifle.
In Times Square. In
Times Square with the. That's the thing, too. Those cops are dressed like. He's wearing like a baseball hat.
Yeah, they're
seeing a cop
like at a baseball game.
You ever seen
they're like baseball game security, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna stop all these."
Yeah, you ever seen a cop in Times Square? That guy's like ready for action.
Yeah.
He's got like the riot gear, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, you know, just in case someone opened fires in Times Square.
Yeah, but I'm saying you're not dressed like you're at a fucking baseball game, you know, like in that Pepsi ad.
If I was a hot girl, I would just go up and like try to like hold that gun.
No, dude.
Yeah. Dude, I would.
You would?
Dude, that fucking, every fucking hot girl is like, oh, I want to try to hold his gun. Cause you know, like that's like.
Every hot girl's thinking that when there's
a, yes.
On their way to work.
Well,
hold that gun.
No, you, it's like super illegal. So if you get them to do it, it's like, oh, my looks paid off.
I don't know if that's.
Yeah, real. I don't know if this is real. But
I don't think so.
I mean, I don't know what. All right, so the Dove one was the Dove commercial was pretty, but the
what's that? The
Mowgli kid with the jungle.
The Mowgli, what does that mean?
He called him a jungle or something. No, the monkey in the jungle.
Yeah, the monkey in the jungle. Oh, but everybody's saying like he's the king, like because I think LeBron James
have they dubbed Guns N' Roses to this? Yeah, Welcome to the Jungle. Oh my God. It says jungle, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess a lot of celebrities are speaking up, like LeBron James.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have. I would be like, all right, if it wasn't for the how the white kid was looking at him during.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's still pretty bad. But then, like, the white kid's like looking at him, like, "What the fuck are you doing here?" Like, it's like a bad.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
A bad combination, and it's a bad shirt. It's a worse combination. Oh, here we go. Mountain Dew racist commercial. It's a police. It looks
hold on,
like
hold on. My name is fuck.
Okay, it looks like a police lineup with a bunch of black guys.
Oh my God!
And a coat.
He's the only one wearing a suit. Give me the keys, you cocksucker motherfucker!
Critics say it portrays racial stereotypes and also makes light of violence toward women. It was all created by a black man who says the storyline is so bizarre it was never meant to be taken seriously.
I know my right!
The premise of these online ads is absurd enough.
Give it to me.
A crazy goat who becomes obsessed with Mountain Dew.
Okay. Give me more, I want it.
They've gotten 2 million views since March. And now there's a sequel.
Come on, which one is he?
But this morning, some are calling this the most racist commercial ever.
Oh my God, it's all black guys.
You should have gave me some balls.
At least throw a Spanish dude in there or something. Jesus.
Throw a white guy, throw one white guy in and it's...
Yeah, like an ex-Vietnam vet or something. Just like... Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
That was funny.
They're shooting themselves... I mean, people are just shooting themselves in the foot. Like the advertising... Whoever pitched that.
No, like, but do you see how black they were? Yeah. Like they weren't just like, oh, we're just hanging black. They were like, huh?
Yeah.
Like that
they black. Were like almost...
Like...
Almost like Walt Disney 1920s cartoon. Like that level of racism.
Yeah.
How they look.
All right, here we go. This is the most racist.
Oh, this is just an ad for the ad.
Oh, man.
You got to watch an ad to watch an ad these days.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my
it's
God.
An Asian woman
you went
putting...
philosophical with it.
Okay, so this black guy's painting, and he's in the Asian, this Asian woman.
Oh my fucking God.
Oh no.
Oh, but this isn't this is in an Asian country, so it's okay. Wait. I think I saw this, yeah.
And okay. That didn't start out racist, but it like finished. I was like, okay, he's dirty, he's painting. He was painting. Oh shit. Okay, so what basically happened?
That's just worse for that dude. Now he has a small dick. Like, what the fuck? Why the hell is that going to benefit anything?
His dick shrunk in the dryer. Yeah. See, now we're being racist.
No, we're not.
This is just turning
Yeah, we are. But whatever.
Totally racist.
Dude, yeah. I mean, they don't have, like, the same, like, history. They just...
Depends where you are and what year it is.
I mean, they didn't have, like... I mean, they just did it to each other, you know? They didn't... We didn't...
You're digging, dude. You're digging.
No, you don't talk about... Hole. They don't... Like, there was...
Who's they? Who are you talking about?
The fucking Chinese. They had... I saw a Japanese TV show, right, where they were doing Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
And he had blackface on. And then everyone was like, oh, this is fucked up. And they were like, oh, I don't think they really know how bad that was. You know, the worst part is when he blew in his trumpet, it went and fell down like a weird, it was like a puppet trumpet. And
that actually happened in the show?
In the Japanese, you know how the fucking shows are in Japan and shit.
Oh, they're like wacky and like off the wall.
Yeah, and then like they have the weird people watching you in
is
the
this racist? Yeah. I don't know. We turned a corner and I think we got really racist. Okay, I don't know.
There we go. Told you, motherfucker.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is, what, a jet? Wait, what is this?
It's a blackface jet. I almost said jet by accident.
Now you said it on purpose.
Whatever.
Awful.
Okay. Oh my God.
Wait.
That is not a black guy.
Holy shit. That is bad. It's a Japanese guy. It's a Japanese or Chinese guy in blackface.
It's. Yeah, I think it's
and
Japanese.
He's lip syncing
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong, but. This is bad.
Oh, I like, he's got a gut. I like it.
But look how, like, over the top, too, his, like, lip syncing is.
Ready? Here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah!
Oh, no. And even that lady is like, what the fuck am I watching? Like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This is the most racist shit. Look at that face. That face she's made.
And it's the What a Wonderful World, too.
Do you think...
What? Do you think...
I don't know. Do you think she's shocked?
Do you think she's shocked?
Do you think she's like, this shit's racist? Or is she like, oh my God, the trumpet fell?
I think she's more upset because the trumpet's not real. Like, he probably pushed a button. You know those weird...
No, I know how it works.
You know how, like, fake trumpets work? Shut the fuck up. No, you don't.
I could figure it out, I think, just by watching that video.
The fake trumpets? I don't know. All right. Well,
wow. That was,
well, just think about like, okay, how crazy it is now that you can't really say much stuff. Like, like this podcast is dangerous.
You feel like you're walking on eggshells a little bit.
Well, I mean, it depends on if you can tell it's,
I'm getting a phone call.
Uh-oh. That's probably Mike Hernandez. Should we stop it? What's it?
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You gonna plug it in?
Oh, yes. Hi.
Oh, nope.
Yeah, I'll be at my appointment tomorrow.
What?
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye. I thought it was Mike Hernandez. We were going to plug it in and get him on the phone.
I thought, yeah. You should have just had that on.
That would have been very funny.
Hi, Caleb.
We should leave that in.
That was honestly,
that was you confirming your dentist appointment for
tomorrow. No, dude, that was one of the, did I tell you about that? It wasn't like terrifying, but you never go, it was, first of all, it was in a basement.
What, like your dentist's office?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've never, like, this is not getting, whatever, I'm done.
No.
You ever like, I swear to God, I almost asked, is that a new thing that you're putting in my mouth?
Was that dirty?
It just looked like it might have. They're just like.
Like you woke up.
They're using the same shit over
and
over.
You woke up on the set of Saw. You went to bed in your apartment and woke up with your leg chained to a bathtub.
Yeah. And I told you that.
That's your dentist appointment.
So my wisdom tooth that I wanted to get pulled had a cavity in it. And I basically told him, like, yeah, don't do that. And he fucking drilled it. And I was like, oh, dude, I was going to pull that.
Oh,
and
really?
He just kind of ignored me and walked out. And they came back and he's like, all right, so your bill is
$8 billion.
Yeah. Well, no, it's actually pretty cheap. If you go to dentalplans.com, the wonderful people who.
That's why it's in a basement, dude.
I know.
Yeah. It's just.
Dude. It's good. Yeah.
Wait, is this the student dentist?
Let's go to the back to the blackface thing. This is what? No, NYU. Oh, my God. I don't recommend it to anybody.
No. We're just looking up blackface stuff here. And, oh boy, blackface challenge. That
oh, no, no, no. Look up the charcoal mask is the new blackface.
Oh, yeah.
Remember I saw that ad and I texted you that and you were like, no.
I don't know, dude. I don't think it's just the charcoal
mask. I think white people are I think white people are finding this ways to be like,
no,
to get away with blackface for years.
I don't want it. Like,
first it was entertainment. Now it's, no, it's good for your skin.
Do you wake up and go, I want to do blackface? I never in my life wanted to do blackface.
No, because I'm, no. First of all.
But this is just like women putting on like charcoal on their face because to clean their skin. I don't know what.
Yeah, apparently, is it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, the full body peel off mask challenge.
Holy shit.
What?
Raises charcoal mask. All right. If they pull the charcoal mask and they're white
look
underneath,
then
that's going to be rough.
Look at that ventriloquist dummy in blackface on the right. That thing looks like is that a man in blackface on the racist charcoal mask? On the right? Man.
I just got like sad looking at this.
It's sad.
it's fucking, you know. Oh yeah. Okay. This is better. What the
fuck? Oh, no. Who's this clown? Oh, my God. It's a dude. What was that? Clickbait fucking racist charcoal mask?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, I don't think this is racist, dude. I think.
I understand that clickbait shit because one time it was like a hot girl and never when you're on like a fucking, you're like, I should just jerk off to like, so I don't end up doing stuff like this. Yeah. And I clicked it. It was like some dude reading a book for like 20 minutes.
And you watched the whole thing, didn't you?
No. I kind of forwarded it to see where the hot girl was coming in.
She never came, did she?
See? I should have just fucking, and I wouldn't have done that. Wasted 20 minutes of my life.
Just to the thumbnail?
What?
Just done that to the thumbnail?
Yeah.
Oh, God. What a time we live in, huh?
Yeah. People believe in flat Earth.
See, there's a conspiracy theory that you believe.
No, you know, I found I don't fucking believe in flat Earth, you fucking asshole. Dude, the shit I actually believe in is like pretty much proven.
Let's go. All right. CIA. You believe in that?
No, the only thing that you think I'm crazy about is I believe that JFK was assassinated by the CIA. And that's what so you think I'm crazy. All right, so flat Earth.
Oh, here we go. Secret group control.
Yo, okay, no. Look up the new Taco Bell commercial. Did you see the Taco Bell Illuminati commercial?
No.
It's fucking weird. It was on Hulu, and I was like, this is most bizarre.
Dude, if you're going to...
It goes, do you believe in taco? It's like, it's making fun of people who believe in that shit.
But if you're going to take over the world, Taco Bell is definitely your first stop.
Charlie Daniels.
Oh, my God.
Well, he believes the devil fucking knows how to play the violin.
Yeah.
He's still around, huh? I thought he was... The Illuminati is not a frivolous subject. All right, so he believes in
the Illuminati. What do you think about the Illuminati?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
It's not what everybody thinks. They don't wear hoods and, like, jerk off the goats and shit.
What do they do? Oh, here we go. Taco Illuminati. Wait, what?
Do you know what actually, like, the Illuminati's based off of?
What?
Is the call the Council on Foreign Relations.
Okay.
And it's just a bunch of rich, super rich people that get together and talk about foreign affairs.
Okay.
That's the Illuminati. But it somehow turned into like Hillary Clinton, like
the lizard and shit.
Yeah, he's a lizard and wears hoodies. There it goes, Bell Illuminati. This is a real commercial.
$1 stacker.
At Taco Bell, the dollar gets you access to more. Like the new $1 stacker with lavish layers of seasoned beef and melty cheese. But how can all these layers only cost a dollar?
See, they're all in hoods and like they're about to fuck each other.
No, this is working because I want Taco Bell now. Reserved for a secret
society or just oh my fucking god, it's the Beyonce thing. The answer is yes. Dude, what kind of fucking
commercial? Shit. You know what though?
What?
I want to find, and we might have to dig, but someone that believes the Taco Bell Illuminati commercial is a real Illuminati. Like
Taco Bell isn't an Illuminati, dude.
We found it. We found the guy.
Illuminati tells them what sauces to come out with and shit. It's some dude in the hood going,
nope.
Chipotle.
I want to find a guy that's like, this proves the Illuminati exists because this commercial.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
You know what I really always hated? The dollar bill folding.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's just...
The one you can fold in, like, the World Trade Center is exploding? Like, the ones... You know that one? That
yeah. Trick? Oh, dude, like lizards. Here we go. Yeah, so shape-shifting lizards are running the
You planet. Believe in this one, right?
No. Do you tell people that?
Tell everybody that.
It's on please, my, please don't.
It's on my...
All right, so they're... No.
It's on my Christmas card. I said, yeah. Merry Christmas. By the way, Caleb is a fucking lizard.
So basically... No, we saw this one video on our old podcast when we used to do it, where some dude, there's evidence of the Illuminati lizard people because the dude turns into a lizard for a second because he gets like, it's like us when we accidentally have gamble gas. He like just turns into back into a lizard for like a second. Isn't he goes like this. He goes with his tongue. Yeah. And then he like, oh my God.
I remember that. Yeah, the lizard. What was he? He's a bodyguard or something, right? Or like Secret Service member.
Yeah, here we go. He turns into a lizard, right?
No, that's a different one.
No, this is it.
Is it? Okay.
Is that gone? My fellow American.
Speech at 2012 AIPAC policy conference at the Washington Convention.
I hope this guy believes in lizard people. This British guy.
He does. That's why he made this fucking video.
Maybe either with the US Secret Service. Or with Israel.
Oh my God, there he is. That's yes. Proof. That's proof. There's a lizard, actually.
I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Caught in a high definition video during an event of the Zionist cabal.
The Zionist.
Yeah. This right. Is gonna
see,
be.
See, look,
great.
Yeah, he changes into a lizard.
4 years ago, I stood before you and said that.
There he is.
Watch, he turns into a lizard.
It is non negotiable.
He's looking like a lizard, like all around.
Yeah, he's looking for some lettuce to eat out of someone's palm or something.
Even though at first sight he looks just like the average Secret Service spook, a series of odd features on his head, face, plus a very strange behavior and creepy movements, suggest something else.
How about this robot?
You know, he's actually convincing me a little bit, because look at that thing. Oh my God, he just turned into a lizard.
It's just the guy in bed.
By the crowd, and everybody who watched this video. If it was not by the camera of the Jewish news,
this guy's just bored. He wants a new job.
From another angle, apparently shape-shifting into some sort of reptilian non-human form.
This robot that's narrating the whole fucking thing.
Look at all the lizards, dude. Okay, here we go.
It's like a terrarium in there.
Watch.
There he is. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
He turned into the Harry Potter villain.
He looks more like Neo when they make him not have a mouth in the room. Do you remember?
The room? The Matrix?
In the Matrix. Yeah. Everybody's in the room that make him have a mouth.
And image artifacts caused by
dude, that's definitely lizard is not bad.
Pay close attention to how his head features suddenly change.
Oh, my God.
His ears. His nose, his chin.
He's like Skeletor.
He lives like a stoner roommate. That... Hey, bro, how was work?
Bro, I'm not a lizard.
Not a lizard, bro.
He just says it like without anyone asking him.
Maybe the dude freaking out, and going, he's a newscaster.
That's a different. No, that was another Secret Service guy, wasn't it?
No, I think he was a news anchor or a politician or something.
Mm.
Lizard
Man warning. Lizard news. Okay. This could be.
Oh, the lizard jumps in the newscaster. This is just fucking hilarious. You ever seen this video? This is old school. This
we
is,
totally went a different direction.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's funny. Watch this.
Oh, good grief, yes. All right, let's see how long it is. Let's hold it out. This guy is probably close to 5 feet. Texas rat snakes are going to be one of the largest snakes that you find in the Metroplex area. Get this thing off me, man. Get this thing off
me. That's a classic one.
Yeah.
Because he knows there's fucking lizards, dude.
So what are your other conspiracy theories, then?
I don't have any. Oh, did you hear? Okay, so you think flat Earth is ridiculous. What? There is now hollow Earth.
Oh, okay.
That the Earth has a sun inside of it.
Oh.
And like an atmosphere. And yeah, the UFOs, that's where they come out of.
And you and how many people believe this? here are some other ones.
Oh, chemtrails.
Chemtrails, that's a classic.
That's what do they believe? That they're...
That the government is poisoning us, so we buy Medicaid or something like that.
Do we buy stuff?
Yeah, they spray. Oh, they control the population with them. They're chemicals that control the population.
See, that's why I'm like, oh my God. It can control you with fucking clouds of vapor.
Holocaust didn't happen. That's a classic one.
Well, how come there's Jews if it didn't happen?
They didn't. That's not how it worked.
All right. Paul McCartney. Oh, and Elvis is alive. Yeah, people think that Bill Hicks is Alex Jones.
You know what, though?
No.
Okay, this is weird.
No.
I'm not going to bring that up.
Do it. Okay, no. I want you to sound fucking stupid for
a second. It's not me sounding stupid. There's the Tupac one, or Tupac's alive.
Rapping from heaven.
He's alive. He's alive. Elvis is alive. Michael Jackson's alive. Like they're all aliens or whatever the fuck. But there's a movie that came out.
Boba Hotep?
No, I think it's X-Men 2. Perhaps you've seen it. And there's a guy in it that looks just like Tupac. It was really, I don't know.
So are you
definitely not him?
Are you trying to sell me on this a little bit?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Did you see Bubba Hotep?
No.
It's a good movie.
I know what it is, though. Yeah. You know.
So Tupac is in. No, man. Didn't they kill him?
There actually. I think there are Tupac lookalikes that perform, right?
There was a hologram.
Oh, yeah. It was a hologram. That's true. That's right. And that was so weird. It was like a car. I don't know. It's funny, though. Like, you can't. No one can be on stage with them because it's like completely dark on the stage for them to, like. It costs, like. $2 million a second or something.
All right, be careful. What are you saying?
No, the stage has to
choice,
go...
You said some choice words.
No, and the stage has to go dark. Completely dark.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So they can project this hologram.
Oh. So he has...
So, like, no one else can be on the stage with him because it's like they can't have a spotlight.
You know what I mean? So like Kurt Cobain. Well, they can, didn't they do a Kurt Cobain one or something?
I don't know, but you can't have anyone really on the... I don't know. There was the movie. I guess the guy kind of looked like him.
In X-Men 2? What character did he play?
He was like a security guard. He was a lizard security guard.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to fight. It's kind of like a weird thing my brother pointed out to me. I don't know if you're...
Oh, your brother pointed it out?
Yeah. So, I don't know why I thought of that. I thought of that when you were mentioning that.
The lizards?
Elvis is still alive.
Oh, Elvis is still alive. Yeah. I mean, everybody... I mean, they... Did they ever make the Tupac movie?
Yeah.
They did? I didn't see it. I saw the Biggie movie.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Tupac was like a
those weren't mashed potatoes.
What's that? That's your impression?
Yeah. Not good. Shit.
No, but
well, his mom. Well, dude, legit story.
Okay.
He's fat, right?
Right.
So his mom thinks he has mashed potatoes underneath the bed.
Right.
But it's crack.
Oh, right, right.
And then she goes, I threw out all your mashed potatoes underneath the bed like it's normal. He said, those weren't mashed potatoes. And she's like, what was it? You know, the next step up.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
She thought they were
mashed potatoes.
Instant mashed potatoes that dried out underneath his bed with razor blades on it. This is kids, Nort. It's a good story, man.
Oh, man. Any word from Mike Hernandez?
No, man.
I don't think he's coming.
No, he's coming.
Okay.
He's going to have...
10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes to do this, but that's what he get.
What other conspiracy theories do you believe in?
Did I just fucking go over this with you? I don't believe in any. What?
None?
Didn't I just tell you the one we could talk about? The Hollow Earth one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a new one?
Yeah, that's to the sun inside the earth. I'm not making fun of you.
You don't have to like... What? You can make fun of it. Don't make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking... I don't believe in it.
Okay.
Anyway. There we go. Thank God.
All right.
No, it's okay. Yeah. So it's a pseudoscientific concept. Pseudo.
Okay.
You know, it's not real.
Yeah.
Proposing that the planet Earth is entirely hollow or contains a substantial interior space.
Okay.
The scientific community has dismissed the notion since at least the late 18th century. They just keep going, nah. Nah, I don't think it's possible.
Like way back before the technology existed.
Yeah.
Even know that, like, no.
But what would you do if, like, if all this fucking, like, what if that was true? Would you move there? Move inside of it?
Into the sun?
Yeah, no. No, it's not just the sun in there.
What's in there?
It's the people and shit.
Oh, there's people down there.
They even named it, like, one of the names of the, yeah, Avatar Land or whatever. It says Avatabar.
I wouldn't move to Avatabar, would you? I hear the rent's outrageous.
Yeah, there. And Palugia.
Yeah, okay. Oh, there's swag.
Yeah. No, like, literally they think that there is.
I want to meet someone that believes this. I wish you believed this, because then I would want to be like.
We wouldn't be probably friends.
No, we definitely wouldn't.
This. No, because you'd be like, dude, I can't take it. All he talks about is like Hollow Earth all the time.
He wants to go there on vacation. I'm like, dude, doesn't
he's exist. Like, I don't like sewer holes.
But I want to see, like, I want them to.
So basically they think that.
But do they go there?
Okay. He's here.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can just keep talking, right?
I guess.
Yeah. All right. So our guest, Mike Hernandez, is finally here.
Yeah. Wait. This is interesting. So I just saw the word asexual paradise.
It's a sexual paradise?
Asexual.
Oh.
It's asexual.
Well, how do they breed?
I don't know. I don't really care. Do you care? How do they breed in this fictional universe? I don't know. With magic, probably.
Yeah. I mean, I was very offended by Flat Earth. Like, that's what I get offended by. Like, those commercials, whatever. The Flat Earth. I'm like, dude, come on, man. You actually, some dude got fucking killed back in the day and, like, his arms ripped off because he said the fucking Earth was round. And people were like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Because it was flat. And they killed that guy.
Yeah.
And then they found out later, oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Was it Magellan?
Could you put him back together? No, it's too late.
With this, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they sailed off the edge of the earth or around it, as human beings say. Yeah.
Yeah, they would fall off the edge. They would go too far. They'd be like afraid to go explore. And then someone goes, no, it's fucking round. I'll prove it.
Yeah. They probably didn't say,
yes, you can just go up, Mike, you fucking idiot. Yes.
Yeah, so they probably didn't, like, I don't know what we were talking about. Oh, here we go. Who believes in flat Earth? Yes, this is going to be good. We should get some Google images for these people.
Oh, six celebrities?
Oh, nice. This will be fantastic. Okay. Who's this?
Who's that? I thought it was P.
Oh, B.O.B.
Bob
believes that the Earth is flat. All right. Doesn't he have a song called Airplanes? As in, when you're in an airplane, you can realize the Earth is not flat.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Who's this? Someone on the Cleveland?
All Cleveland teams suck. Anyway, I don't even fucking like sports.
Okay.
I used to. No.
Shaquille O'Neal? Shaquille O'Neal has a face like he looks like he might believe the Earth is.
No. Didn't he like say it was a joke or something?
Oh, he said he was just kidding. There it is, right? I don't know though.
He loves stand-up comedy, you know that? Shaq.
Shaq?
Yeah.
He jokes about flat Earth. That's a great premise right there.
Yeah.
What else? Oh,
him again.
Yeah, that's B.O.B. believes it twice. He's backing his own. Oh, here we go. Tia Tequila.
Oh, yeah. She's a fucking moron, right?
Tia Tequila. Is she still a thing? Because she was...
Was she a porn star?
No, she was like a MySpace...
Yeah, she wasn't even a porn star.
Lady. She was like before Instagram was the thing to be. But she's still a thing? Tila Tequila?
I will stop my flat Earth talk if someone can send me a goddamn photo of the horizon with a curvature.
Oh my God.
She Ellen Gluten wrote.
Lovely. She's just... Oh, man.
You know what? You know what's insane?
What?
I don't see the Insane Clown Posse dudes down here.
No.
It's fucking Bob again. I think he's just the mate. He's like represents.
Who's this?
Do you remember Insane Clown Posse that came out with that song called Amazing Miracles?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And one of the lyrics is magnets. How the fuck do they work?
Yeah. They think it's magic, man. AJ, who's this?
I don't know.
AJ Styles? Oh, Sheree Shepherd.
Yeah, because I you know who that is?
Oh no. I don't. A lot of these people look like they might believe
the flat Earth. Yeah. I'm gonna get the Hollow Earth thing going. I think try to get some celebrities believing in on that shit.
Yeah. Oh man. You should put on Facebook that you believe in that
Hollow Earth.
See what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I'm like actually afraid people will be like, "Yo, Caleb has lost his shit."
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, he wants to. B.O.B. wants to prove the Earth is flat once
and
for all.
You have to have some fucking narcissistic balls to be able to go against Neil deGrasse Tyson in anything.
I want him to go get on a ship and sail around the world. That's what I want him to do. Be
like to prove it.
You should, if people believe in flat Earth, they should tie you up on a ship and make you sail around the world.
Yeah. Or yeah, like you just said, just fly over the, show yeah. Bob the curve.
Yeah.
Okay, so, holy shit. So they think soon a flat sunset.
Oh, here we go. What's this? B.O.B. He has a GoFundMe to prove.
Thank everybody who donated to the cause. Your contributions are greatly appreciated.
That's right, B.O.B. When you
However,
stand
I made
on the
a few alterations to the
before.
Campaign
you
by raising
that's
the original amount from 200,000 to a million because I feel like a lot of people have made a lot of valid suggestions. So I have come to the conclusion that instead of just sending one satellite or several satellites into space.
Oh no.
I will be raising funds to try every available experiment and test, including but not limited to weather balloons, drones, blimps, even high altitude.
Holy shit.
He got that much money to do this? I can't believe he knows what those things are, even if he thinks the Earth is flat.
He said blips instead of blimps.
I'm gonna get enough money where I can get a bunch of horses.
But here's the thing, like,
pull a guy apart if okay, he so believes they, the Earth is
so,
round.
Okay, so they think. But here's the thing. Do they think that the government's hiding it from people, the real shape?
I don't know why he cares.
Also, just like, what benefit are they keeping? Oh, it's flat. We gotta not tell them it's flat because yeah. they might try to they run might off, jump the, off the side. Yeah, we won't want them doing that.
Yeah. What the fuck?
That's fucking Bobby Ray.
Oh, I love it though. I can't believe he got that much money. And you could donate here if you want to. How much money does he have to? Oh, he's up to.
So you can get.
He's up to $6,000?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, we can donate. Here we go. Yeah.
Okay. Enter your donation. What's the?
Let's put the $6 million. Let's put the
flat fee.
Let's put the $1 million. Oh my God.
We can say, hey, we want. Should we round up? We should say, be like, no, don't round up.
Let's donate the full $1 million.
Oh my God, dude.
Does he have a song about this? I wonder. B.O.B. has a song about fucking the earth being flat.
Dude, what is taking this fucking
earth? Oh, flat earth song. There is one.
No, I don't think he did it. Oh my God, he did it.
Oh, flatline. Wait, he has an entire.
Dude, that's what it looks like. We're basically a fucking Christmas globe. And whenever there's an earthquake, some fucking being shakes it like a giant.
Okay, so this is called. Is this called Flat Earth or Flatline?
I'm looking at those coats. Those look nice. Oh my God.
Oh, nice.
Got a world at my neck, huh? Am I paranoid? Picture Malcolm X in a room full of bigs trying not to bust a sweat. Hey, Neil Tyson need to loosen up his vest.
He's dissing.
He's calling out Neil deGrasse. Come on over here, try to clown. I never pipe down. If they weren't coming for me, then they definitely coming for me now.
I can't even keep my phone charged up. All the shit I'm talking, I should get my home. Here, all right, here's what I want. I want Neil deGrasse Tyson to come back at him with a rap like this.
Yes.
Like a rap battle.
Yeah.
Oh, but he won't. God damn it.
Well, I mean,
this is like, this is his thing that he's after. He's like,
yeah.
This is, I don't know.
He's going to be like, I can't find him.
Here they are. Mike.
Yo, what's up, Mike?
How you guys doing here?
How you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
All right, where do I sit?
How you going? Good.
Wherever.
I like your hat. Did you kill your dog?
I almost did.
You almost did, right? So, you're late, man.
I know, man.
That's right, we started without you.
I'm glad you guys did. I got my hair.
It's good. Nice. Good. We're,
Did I put this on?
No, you have to stand.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, guys.
Go ahead.
I'm going to give you my...
Do you feel how bad? Do you feel bad because of how nice it looks in here?
Yeah. It looks amazing in here.
Yeah.
Well, I sound like a stereo guy. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. It sounds
like a radio DJ?
Maybe a stereo-y. Yeah.
Like...
Wait, we have a caller. No, I'm sorry. It sounds like a...
Wait, so why are you late?
Here's my excuse.
I don't want to hear that.
First number one is MTA. That's number one.
Okay. Killing Valley.
Valid. No, that's valid.
No, that's valid.
First number one. And number two is I work in construction. I smell like crap. I smell like crap. I look like crap.
Okay.
And I had to go take a dump also.
I did it here.
Did you? But I didn't know what was going on. So I had to make sure I can't be. I had two pairs of pants on. I had everything I wear.
Oh, yeah, because you work in. Oh, sorry. Because you work construction.
Right.
And it's cold as fuck outside.
Just take a dump in one pair of pants, and then you got another one.
Throw it out.
The bathroom is cold as hell. I'm not putting my cheeks in those cold freaking. I'm not doing that.
All right.
Yeah, dude. I saw the worst Starbucks bathroom today in my life. I was like, I didn't even want to pee in it.
Why?
Because you have to put your feet near it. I didn't want to even like.
You're not barefoot. You're not.
Yeah, I know. But like sometimes I don't even take my shoes off in my house for like a few seconds, and like I'm.
You take fancy peas? Yeah, you're fancy. Yeah, do you hold when you hold your penis? Do you hold your pinky up?
No. Yeah, dude. Don't you fucking do that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I drink tea at the same time.
Well, anyway, welcome to We're Going to Hell podcast.
How are you guys? Have a long time to see you guys.
This is our guest, Mike Hernandez.
How are you?
He's a fellow comic.
Good. Yes, we're talking about.
We're talking about lots of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
What was the last topic?
What should we have him weigh in on?
Hollow Earth.
Hollow Earth, but
no, that's too that funny. That's not a
Hollow Earth.
So we were talking about.
Have you seen the H&M ad?
No, I don't know what the hell people are talking about. Number one, that place sucks. So I don't know who buys clothes in there. I mean, the clothes last for like 2 days. I don't know why people keep buying clothes there. I really don't know.
My whole wardrobe is H&M.
Is it?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
I think I got one jacket once, and I didn't buy it.
But you saw? Did you saw the ad?
I don't know what the ad was.
This is it right here.
This is it. Look.
So
try to find out what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Coolest monkey in the jungle.
Yeah.
There should be a light going off.
Yeah.
Why would people be
out? Look at the white kid pointing to his penis with his thumbs.
Well, that's not it.
And staring at that kid like, are you really wearing that shirt, bro?
No one noticed the thumb thing.
No, nobody did.
That's very true. No, that's how you're supposed to stand.
So this, so that's what everybody's pissed off about the coolest monkey.
Yeah.
Well, they're also
and they put it on a black kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the white kid is the mangrove jungle survival expert.
Oh, yeah, right. These are the future Tarzan. And everybody freaked out. It's just these little subtle things. So I don't know. What are you guys doing to people? Why are you guys, white people, just sneaking a little
sneaking white? That's what I've been saying, dude. They did it with the charcoal masks now.
No.
Yes, they're doing. They're trying to do little racist shit, see how far
they
can get.
No fucking way.
You think so?
You know the charcoal masks?
I don't know what charcoal masks are.
It's ladies putting just black charcoal on their faces to get rid of like zits and shit.
Yeah, but they're all white girls.
No, there's black women.
Yeah, but they're not going out in the street like that, are they?
No. They're not performing vaudeville acting, right?
They're not singing songs?
Yeah.
No. Well, whatever.
Man, anyway. I don't know. Their clothes sucks anyway, so.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I mean.
What's wrong with their clothes?
They're very cheap. They're real cheap. I mean, they dissolve in water. you wash something, you might not get it back.
Yeah.
Really?
It's pretty crappy.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with them.
Where do you shop?
I shop.
You could have just gotten your soapbox and be like, I don't fuck with them anymore. Not after this.
Yeah. From this moment on, I will never even look at that store. I wouldn't even consider it. It doesn't exist. Hit or miss.
No, you know what? Why did they make the white kid looking at him like that, though? That's the weird thing.
Because the white kid's like, I can't believe they put that shirt on him. That's insane.
I think the white kid is socially aware.
The white kid gets it. Yeah.
And the black kid, he just realized it. Like, oh, fuck. And they snapped the picture.
He's looking at the camera like, really, motherfucker?
Yeah. He was like, I didn't see what this was.
The black kid's like, are you serious about this?
Yeah, this is his first controversial picture. But at least he's getting paid.
So also, they both have more money than we'll ever see in our lives, these two kids. So.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah,
They're models.
Anyway, now they have, what's or, this one? What's
I should say their picture? Parents. LeBron James, I guess, said, like, this kid is a king.
Oh, he did a little phone thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So he also endorses his Samsung.
Yeah.
At the same time as fighting.
They turned H&M into shame.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like WWF writing a little bit. Well, the WWE.
It's fucked up, man. But I don't know.
Oh, what about so the kid, right? That was talking about bullies and shit.
Which kid?
The kid looks like a sloth from
That sounds like him. That looks like him. Sounds like him.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yo, I actually, you know what's crazy? It's like you feel bad. I actually felt bad.
Wait, did he?
I was watching that video, I was like, yeah, dude, just fuck
people. Did he get beat up?
You went right. I don't know. I can't do a good imitation.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
Yeah, it was. Some people suck, and I was like, yeah, well, that's a great statement. But then he turns out his mom's a little douche.
Isn't that Kevin James?
Kevin James.
Yeah, that's in his trailer during a set.
Kevin.
I didn't see this video. What he just talks about?
Oh, he's crying. He's crying and he's pleading. Why are people so mean?
That's bad. That could also be Kevin James. Like
I could have done a video like that in the 70s, but we had no freedom, you know?
Well, you know what's crazy, though? Times have changed. No one was ever supposed to see this. That was supposed to be an intimate moment between the kid and his mom.
Yeah.
And
the mom filmed it.
But she felt bad. Well, you know.
Now the kid's on the internet crying.
Yeah.
And
getting
people like me are all saying, we're making fun of him.
He's getting beat up twice now. Yeah, he's actually getting hit. Upped it up more. You know, I don't know, man.
No. The reason why I think it's here is because he actually turned out his. He was holding a Confederate flag or something on Facebook.
Oh, boy.
And his parents are like, his parents.
Yeah. Then he deserved it. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. You know? I like Confederate flags, by the way.
You do?
I do.
Why?
Because when you see them, you see, I always, if you see them, when you see a Confederate flag on a highway, you say, hey, look, an asshole lives in that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's true. You know? Yeah,
that's true. Kids, yeah.
Yeah, well, you, yeah.
They'll identify. I like, yeah, at least, you know, at least we know where they live.
I always thought it was crazy. In upstate New York, when you see a Confederate flag.
Pennsylvania. Dude, in Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah, here. Dude, there was a guy he had on his truck.
We're nowhere near the South. Like, that's, you're yeah, not even close,
that's,
man.
There's no pride there. No. They're just like, yeah, I like what those guys did.
Yeah, that's totally racist. That's like, that's just racism. Yeah, yeah. I think. Maybe you should freaking take that property.
Yeah, hello, my name is a racist.
Yeah.
I need a house upstate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But which minority will get the house?
What's that?
Who's allowed to get the house? That I'm already selling the house. I'm already trying to take the house away.
Would that be? I guess it would be reparations.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Damn it, Puerto Ricans don't get anything.
Sorry,
sons of bitches. All right.
Yeah, you're Puerto Rican, right?
Yeah, and Ecuadorian.
And Ecuadorian.
Is that obsessed you? I think it was something.
No.
What do we have in this room?
No, because I was thinking about flags and. Puerto Ricans love the Puerto Rican flag.
We do, man. Yeah, it was illegal to have a flag in Puerto Rico when the U.S. took over.
Really?
Yeah, it was. We couldn't. That's why we whenever we want to. Now.
White people.
And then we gave you a parade to make. Sorry about that. Here's a parade.
Yeah, they've been fucking with us for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're ours now.
Yeah. I don't like the way you look at me like
what?
That. No, what am I supposed to go mow your lawn?
Isn't it?
Yeah, what the fuck?
No.
You don't even have a lawn, though.
Yeah, no. Well, isn't Puerto Rico the 51st state now, technically?
No.
No, it's just like you can go there without having to go through.
Yeah, you can just go.
Without a passport.
You can just show up.
Isn't that a state? Bring some beer. Isn't that part of America?
Yeah, it's America. It's like
we have you now.
Yeah, but you guys don't fucking help.
Donald Trump has Puerto Rico.
It's like when you go on your buddy's boat. Just bring a six-pack, dude.
You're good. Oh, yeah, you bring a six-pack. And maybe some pork.
You're good.
You're good. We love.
So is that why Puerto Ricans love the flag so much? Because they weren't allowed to have it.
I guess so. I've been reading a book about it, and yeah, they're kind of. I guess they're still pissed. It's been going on for a while. They've been killing. They is secretly been killing off people and for forever. I guess it's pretty weird.
Wait, who has?
American government.
The
FBI, lizards. The FBI.
The lizards.
Here we go, full circle.
Pretty nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. The FBI?
Yeah, the FBI has, they've been doing that shit. I don't know, they've been doing covert things. They don't want, is that, a lot of Puerto Ricans.
You're lucky you said covert.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually, okay, he's talking about something.
Yeah, I'm just making shit up.
The FBI just texted you, said good catch.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were fighting for independence. They weren't getting any jobs. They can't make any money down there. One of the biggest industries was sugar.
Mm-hmm. Back then. Oh yeah.
So they killed that off.
Uh huh.
And they import sugar from, you know, instead of we can make it, but they import it. They have to buy everything from like Hawaii. It's two eyes.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Yeah, I like how you emphasize that.
Yeah, they have to import a lot of shit. I don't know when they can produce it, you know. But now they can't produce shit since the hurricane took everything.
Yeah.
Wow, pretty fucked up.
Yeah,
that's the FBI doing that.
Yeah, probably the FBI sent the hurricane.
The federal, yeah.
Not the second hurricane. The first one, it was a regular hurricane. The second one was FBI made.
It was Hurricane Agent Irma. Or
Agent Maria.
Yeah.
Or was it Irma?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Who's Irma? Maria was the first one.
So many hurricanes.
Yeah.
So what about Oprah? Oprah for president? We talked about that, too. That's. What do you think about that?
I ain't voting for her. I don't know, man. I ain't voting for her.
Yeah. Why is that?
I feel like we're giving them these loaded questions, but it's not really like.
It's.
I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah.
I mean, it'll be an improvement. You think? I think it'll be an improvement.
A little bit.
Yeah.
At least in speech wise.
I think. I think like a. Someone's dog would be an improvement. Like if they sent someone's.
Yeah.
Dog. Yeah. Like I don't like, but. Not to get too political. But.
Dog. I mean, I don't know what kind of policy a dog.
more okay. Table scrap. I don't even.
What?
Know.
What?
Jesus fucking.
Yeah.
Christ.
Sorry.
Yeah. You get.
What do you got? What do you got?
I'm so I'm keeping quiet. You got to know silence is more.
Okay.
Oh. I would like more table scraps for the American people.
See, that's funny. Yeah.
You get a table scrap.
I made it funny.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just kidding. I was good.
You get a table scrap. Everybody gets a table scrap.
Well, isn't that what Oprah's going to do?
Yeah, she was.
We were talking about like, oh, we're going to give free cars to everybody.
No, she ain't giving shit away. She probably just become a basic cunt when she takes office.
All right. Think so?
Yeah. Yeah, she'll become like Trump.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think anyway.
No.
Probably not. I'm just talking shit.
Yeah. Well, the Oxygen Channel.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. Hold on. Where are we going?
Oh, that's her. That's her channel.
What? That's no. That's not her channel.
Doesn't she own?
Oh, is it her channel?
Doesn't she own a channel?
You're just promoting the Oxygen Channel. What are you talking about?
I know. What was that?
I don't know. You ever seen that? You ever seen a channel? It's just fucking women getting slapped around.
Yeah.
That's Lifetime. That's Lifetime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's Lifetime.
Shit. They're fucking same shit, right?
Yeah. That's why I make my girlfriend watch that.
Lifetime?
Straighten her out.
Like you're gonna like, okay.
Yeah. Instead of as she's watching it, I'm going like this. I watch her really? Hand race. Yeah. Yeah, right.
She's yeah, but
you ever hit a lady?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No, me either.
Good for you. No, I have.
What?
During sex.
Sex, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's the only time you're able to hit them, so why don't you do it?
Your penis has
dude,
to
I don't understand. I don't understand. First. Yes. Yes.
Your penis has to be inside.
No.
That's the law.
No, I pull out.
Consensually, of course. Consensually inside her. And also you have to ask.
No, I don't understand whenever a guy I've heard guys be like, "Oh, my girlfriend wants me to hit her. I don't know what to do." I was like, "Fucking smack the shit out of her." You're never going to get that chance ever again, man.
Exactly. Fucking you just shocked him right now.
Yeah.
Dude, smack the shit out of him.
Okay.
They like it. It's good.
All right.
That's the only time I've ever done it.
Well, yeah. But
you hang your Confederate flag up and just go for it, huh?
No.
He slaps a Confederate flag.
No, dude. If a girl wants me to hit her in bed, I'm going to.
But you know, it doesn't mean that.
Because I'm. What is the term? GGG. I see it on OKCupid all the time.
I don't know what is it.
It means you're down for anything.
GGG.
Good giving game or something like that.
Oh. I never heard of that.
I never heard of that either.
Triple G.
It's like
a boxer.
What?
Triple G's a boxer.
I don't know. I just don't understand. Like, if you're in a relationship and your girlfriend's like, "I really want you to hit me," why would you be like, "No, I'm not going to do it"?
That's exactly that. If
you
like,
you got to compromise. Do it on Valentine's Day or something.
Oh, it's just special occasions. You beat the shit.
Like having sex with a feminist is a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I dated a man hating
really?
Feminist.
Oh, no.
I did.
Like, how do you talk dirty? You can't talk dirty.
Yeah.
You're going to be president. Don't worry. Equal wages for all.
No, dude. One of her things is she liked being called a cunt.
Oh, no.
All right.
And I was like, all right, I'm never going to get to do that without getting in trouble. And then the hitting part. It was beautiful.
So wait, the
sex was great.
The feminist girl likes that?
She wasn't a fan. I mean, she was feminist, but she also misandrist, man-hating.
Oh, okay.
She kept that from me in the beginning. Then it started to come out slowly.
But then, like, her dirty time was, like, being degraded by a man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
Did I say dirty
it's
time?
It's a weird thing. You know, it's weird. Having sex in with my girl, and she's like...
Yes?
You know, say...
Come on.
She's like, let's do it like we just met.
Okay,
like, fine. Let's
that's
do it.
Cool.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So we're fucking, and then she goes.
How do you do that? You're just like, can I buy you a drink sometime?
Right? I don't know. I'm like, all right. I guess she wants, you know, she wants my sloppiness. You know, she wants like the first time when we first did it. So so then she asked me, what's my name? And I go, I don't know. We just met. She pissed at me. She almost ruined the whole thing.
Well, how do you do that without?
Yeah,
that
shit? No, you know why? Because
I'm a method actor.
That's like exactly. That's like because. You know, sex gets boring after a while with a couple, especially how long have you been together?
7 years.
See? Yeah. Hey, you want to fuck? All right, I guess.
Yeah,
that's what... Netflix pausing.
No,
goes,
that's
you
not...
You want to continue to watch this?
That's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm talking about, like, how would you go about having sex like you just met?
You gotta role play. No.
But you role play up to it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you role. You play. You pretend like you
don't
know.
I don't know.
That.
I just thought, okay, let's fuck.
Did you do the scenario where she's at a bar and you're like... Hey, you come here often?
We met at a bar somewhere, you know.
And the thing is, the whole time he's still trying to fuck her.
Right. She's going to be like, eh.
Yeah. Okay.
I could deny him if I wanted to.
Yeah. Okay. Eh. I get that.
And then it all comes back like, oh, I wonder what he's like. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I hope that's what she's saying. I hope so.
So she enjoys the role playing.
We don't do it often, but you know, we do it. You know, we get creative once in a while.
That's good.
Okay.
What else do you do?
We like to have, food. No, no.
You don't, I don't, like, dude, creepy. I wouldn't mix food and sex. I think it's fucking weird.
Yeah, it is pretty weird.
Ever since I saw that Seinfeld episode, I don't ever want to do it.
The pastrami scene? Yeah, yeah,
where he's coming out from underneath the covers eating a sandwich.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. It's
kinda, yeah. I mean, you're going to have pastrami up there somewhere? No.
All right. Yeah, so a girl did mix food in once and she was licking my balls.
Okay.
And there was stuff on it. And then she complained about hair. I was like, excuse me, you have a hair in your food? That's what you fucking get.
Excuse me, waiter? There's a hair on my balls?
Yeah, I thought she was going to complain about saltiness. Like, eh, too salty.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, too much sodium.
No,
in
I just don't. The food thing, I'm not a fan of.
Sodium sack.
There you go.
Yeah, your nickname in high school also goes all sodium sack over there.
Sodium sack? So what I mean?
Hey, sodium sack. Your balls.
What else do you? I mean, role playing.
We can met. He can melt snow with his ball, like teabag the snow.
Okay, so what if you dress up like a construction worker? Do you like wear two pairs of pants and like? All right, I have to go home and shower first before I'll do this.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly
then you're
like
late.
It.
You're late.
Yes, I apologize, man. I freaking no.
I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it just. I would not be able to sit here right now.
Yeah.
Because you stink.
Yeah. And plus, I'll be sweating like a maniac.
Well, you didn't miss much.
Yeah, we kind of covered all the same stuff we did with you as we did.
No, we actually, some of the commercials were fantastic.
They were very funny. We're watching commercials.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I wish I would have. I freaking love talking to the TV. Cursed them out. I cursed them out.
Yeah.
And I asked my dog, can you believe that?
Well, that's what dogs are good for.
Oh, man. I drawn material to it.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have?
A Yorkie.
Is your
half
dog?
Yorkie. He's half Yorkie. Half
is he ever like, you're a fucking hack if you like too much.
No, he just walks away.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have enough. I had enough of this nonsense.
Oh, when he does not a good joke.
Yeah. He's pissed off at me right now. He thought I was going to walk him. He got all excited. I felt so bad walking. Oh, man, he hates me.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I wouldn't have brought him.
No. Walk him, not brought him.
Yeah.
What would I freaking bring his dog over here?
To tell us if this podcast is any good or not?
No.
He'd be walking away, the dog.
Peeing all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
All right, has your dog ever...
He fucks his bed. That's... That's what he does. That's what he does. He eats his dinner.
Uh-huh.
He burps.
Yeah.
Then he lunges towards the bed. He goes underneath the bed. He pushes it across the freaking living room. He brings it back, and then he folds it like a taco, and he just starts riding it. And he gives it. I'm like, and then my girlfriend wants me to stop him, you know? Because like, he's seen me do worse. I feel bad.
That's all he's got, too.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, I know, man. He has no balls.
Well, dogs are dedicated. Yeah, that's the thing. He has no balls.
Yeah.
So what is it that makes him... It's just like instincts, right?
Well, he's got a dick.
Yeah, but no balls.
Yeah, but it's a penis. That's all you need.
Yeah, but it's like a rock with no fuel. It doesn't go anywhere. It's just you don't have anything to make...
I wish I had no balls.
First of all, you'd be late because you'd be eating chocolate right now. That's what you'd be doing. You be at a fucking chocolate store.
No, he'd be like eating cancer or something if he had.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
What? Able to focus. You just.
Oh,
100%. Yeah. You'd be more focused. Yeah.
Without balls.
Yeah, I think so.
You think I would like have been a rocket scientist?
No, totally. Anybody.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You think the brain of the penis is in the balls?
No. Yeah. Absolutely. And then it's all
the brain of the penis is in the balls.
Yeah.
That's what produces all the shit. That makes you
think about it. If you're asexual, you're not thinking about sex. You're just
asexual people just have a need to. They just need to come because of the body needs to get it out.
But
they're not. They're not like.
But if you don't have balls, then you don't need to come. That's
maybe. I think asexual people may have small penises. Maybe. I mean, asexual men. I don't know. I don't know. No balls.
No. I think there's like dudes with giant. This has been.
Yeah, this has gone off the rails.
I'll tell you what's missing.
What?
The penis is missing arms. I think so. I always thought that. Imagine.
Dude, you know, the you world, have any problems? The Guinness World. The Guinness Book, whatever that fucking book is. The longest penis is 12 inches and is a dude in Mexico.
Okay. I've seen porn with dudes bigger than that.
Look, no. 12 yeah. inches. Mexican, he's here. We go. That's it. That's it right there.
It'll just drop on my yeah. my shoulder
off the TV.
No, but just think about like okay, giving birth to that fucking kid, and it still had to be pretty decent sized.
Oh, it was 19 inches. 19.
I don't want to see that, but 19 inches.
No, the Mexican
19
dude,
inches. That's a leg.
Now you want to see? It.
Oh, he's stretched.
Purely scientific.
That's a dwarf leg.
Is this the guy? Is this the Mexican guy?
I don't know. I don't know if we can look at this without adult supervision.
Everybody's thinking black.
No, you know why I know that? Because the Mexican guys I worked with my last job were
the
longest penis in the world is a Mexican guy.
Yeah, you believe yeah.
Roberto Cabrera.
To see?
He needs his own pillow.
Nobody wants to do that.
Oh, no.
Women don't want to deal with that.
No, he can't have sex, dude.
This is...
Well, he could, but he's going to use only like 4 inches of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, girls don't want to deal with that, I don't think.
The following footage contains explicit content.
Oh, fuck yeah, we're going to see it.
Find it offensive.
Hell yeah. Oh, my God.
He's got a hat and a
look
pink shirt.
Look at this guy.
Oh, my God, the hat matches.
Wow, he's got extra room in the leg. He can't wear skinny jeans.
Pink shirt.
Here it comes. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh
thank,
God!
I like that fade to black. Dude, thank God.
This guy.
Oh my God! It's like literally.
Oh
dude,
my Lord! You don't even
like
have to see it,
dude. It looks like his bones popping out of his leg,
holy
like when he walks.
Crap.
Jesus Christ!
Holy shit!
That's imagine like, him getting patted down. I mean,
that's
what,
like a
what's up?
It's like a comically huge penis.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
That's literally down to his knees.
Oh my God!
Holy crap!
Dude, it's so long. It had to load the video.
Look at him. He can't even walk
he can't
right.
Even walk. Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling
you.
Can
you chop that off? I mean, half of it? I mean,
I
what
know.
Do you. You got to chop from the bottom. You can't chop the head off. You got to go from the bottom, I think. Yeah, that was the first.
What?
Yeah, if you don't want the.
Chop
whole,
from the top? What are you talking about?
No. You got to. If you want to. Wouldn't you want that.
The half meter penis.
How about the guy? How about this? Oh, gross.
Look at the size of those tits.
Those are gross.
Yeah, those are gross.
Like, why?
Look at him. Look at the thumbnail. His dick's out.
He's got a sock on it.
Okay, YouTube, okay. Come on. Jesus.
Oh, no. How about everyone went silent to see the biggest penis?
Yeah,
no, I'm glad they're not showing it. You don't need to see
it.
It
is.
It's going to be
so. He's got a holster, bro. He's got it in a holster.
Oh, it's a sock, dude.
Oh, my fucking God.
Fucking thing.
What the fuck
Jesus.
Is that?
He's triple wrapped.
It's like an animal.
Oh my God, it looks like a microphone. Dude. Holy fucking
look
shit.
Look at him like, he's like, I can do anything I want because this is what.
No, he's got.
Look at that.
Horses are mad.
Look how serious he is, dude. Wouldn't you just be.
Horses are protesting this video.
How many times do you think he's done? Like, all right, let me see it.
Yeah, dude.
Like Boogie Nights, you know?
He's like bored of it.
Seriously.
Look.
His name is Dirk Diggler.
I mean,
El Dirk Diggler.
If you had a penis like that, I think I'd be living a lot better than he is, no?
No, dude.
You don't think so?
No. Dudes like that aren't walking around looking like, my dick's huge. It's awesome.
It's my only companion.
It sucks.
I'd be working in Coney Island in a freak show.
Yeah.
He has to put it in, he chooses which side to put it on depending on his mood that day. Of the side of his pants.
He probably works for the Coast Guard rescuing people.
From helicopters.
Rivers.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, God. Look at the deck. Why is there an x-ray of his dick?
Because they're going to show you that it actually has a bone.
Oh, God. Is an elbow?
Jesus Christ. I think his nickname is El Caballo.
Dude, look. Oh, my God.
I can't drive a car because of my penis. So I walk everywhere.
Dude.
Look at that.
That would actually. I would.
He's like a bat in his pants.
That's what he feeds it, whatever he's holding.
Yeah. He's got a bowl of freaking tacos on the side for the penis. Dick food. Jesus Christ.
That is.
He took the only penis enlargement pill that actually works.
Yeah.
No, but dude, okay, so being born. like that, it must have been half the size already, right?
You think that's the first thing that came out of the mom?
Yeah, like, oh my God, I see the head. Yeah, I see the head.
Somebody left this here. An old lover. Oh, wait.
I did.
It's still coming.
I feel bad for that.
It was like a magician. It's like the scarf trick.
Yeah, it's just coming out. Yeah. We have a penis.
All right, can we point out that there was definitely multiple socks on that thing?
Yeah, it was ace bandage. That was ace bandage.
That was a custom sock situation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it looked like I think it was like a, what do you call those things? The Christmas sock. What do you call those?
Stocking. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that wouldn't be.
How do you? The guy obviously can't walk. So, I mean,
imagine going to urinal. You have to like hoist it up and like.
Yeah, you have to like go wrap it around your waist, and then. Oh. Damn! It takes longer to him for the piss to get out.
That would be it's an hour to take a piss. Yeah.
How do you ejaculate it? Does it even come out? Does it have the strength to come out? You know how much force it needs?
No, dude. Imagine having a kidney stone.
Oh my God!
Oh, it's gonna be a painful day. 2 weeks.
Week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks for
laid
that
up for a week.
Dude. That would suck. Damn.
Oh my God!
Do you have a nurse like trying to siphon it out?
No, that was good. I wouldn't fucking eat. I don't think he's ever had sex. He's probably paid women to touch it.
I'm sure there's some crazy women out there. Ah, let me try it.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah, but like,
and then she died.
It's like trying to like plug it into something. You can't like. He can't get it hard. It's impossible. His head would shrink and like he would go white.
He probably has, you know, like
all the blood loss.
You know, like the
hospital,
like the cruise ships have like the death marker on the ship. He probably has. After this, you're on your own. Take it at your own risk. Yeah. From here on.
I don't know, man. That's insane.
Look at these guys.
Yeah, that's us.
When was this?
That's where we live now.
Yeah, this was actually when we were waiting for you today.
Yeah.
The podcast. I don't know. Is there like a... There's no deepest vagina in the world, is there?
Pretty sure there is. Yeah. I think I left my watch.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm looking over to see if he's going to look it up.
I think we're done.
Yeah. Oh, the biggest lips, probably. That's probably what something. Oh man!
Well, there's a girl.
That's ugly. You know, women make fun of. They talk shit about small penises, but you know, you got some ugly vaginas out there. Like, it's, you know,
there's some
women out there. You think they're gonna be nice and tight? Like, you know, it's a skinny girl. You think it's gonna be a nice size, and then you go in there and it's freaking hello. Like, you know, there could be huge vaginas out there. Like, you know, I can't do anything with that.
Well, that guy,
dude. I mean, okay.
I have to put my penis through my hands.
I think the world's ugliest vagina is better than the world's ugliest dick.
For me, yeah.
A penis is just... Vaginas are just like very...
They're like a nice flower.
Yeah, and penises are... They look like...
Well, you saw it.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, I don't know. Where did we go from?
How do we get out of penis?
Don't you have a... What was that story you told me about, like... Okay, when was the first time you had sex? That's a great story.
Oh,
how old were you?
I was 8 years old. Eight years old. She was an older woman. She was nine. I always. She was nine. Yeah. God knows what the hell she went through, but she taught me, you know, she taught me.
What she went through? What do you mean?
Meaning she knew a lot more than I did.
Oh, like, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. She knew a lot more than I did. And it was a threesome. It was two guys and her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we had sex.
Wait, what? You didn't tell me that.
But yeah.
How old was the other guy?
Probably the same age as me. Eight.
Eight.
Yeah, maybe nine also.
Two eights and a nine. Okay.
Yeah, 2 8s and a nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I never forget the first. Like she was like my best friend, and I remember I used to go. She lived in the house behind me, mm-hmm. and I used to go hang out. But she started. I mean, I never forget that she was the first naked woman I saw. So, they were very poor.
Uh-huh.
So they lived in a shack and they had an outhouse. That's where she was taking a shower, and she heard me outside. And she heard me passing, and she opened the door, and she started doing the air guitar naked. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how you attract guys.
Yeah.
Air guitar naked.
Yeah. And maybe a couple of weeks later, we were playing hide and go seek, and we were hiding together, and she showed me her butt. And that's when I realized, you know, I love butts.
Yeah.
I fell down to my knees. I'm like, I love this. And I kissed her booty. That was my first booty kiss. I can, mwah. This is exactly what I like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, 8 fucking years old.
8 years old. Yeah.
And you knew.
Yeah, I had sex before I masturbated. Is that fucking nuts?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Bill, you're all sorts of fucked up.
Yeah. Do you remember the first time you masturbated?
Yeah.
Well, how old are you? Five?
I was 5 years old.
Five? No.
Fuck out of here.
No, I was, I don't know, probably 13 or something.
I think I'm the same me. Maybe 12. I don't know. I didn't have the, how do you call it? The commitment from at 10 years old. So I had, I think maybe 12 years old, I went all the way. Yeah. I thought it was, after I was done, I was like, hobby, this is going to be something I'm going to repeat many times over.
I think I'm into
this. I can't believe I have so much, you know, like this. That's all I talk about priests, and people, in religion. Like, you carry, how the hell do you expect people to be, you know, they expect them to be so holy and whatever when you carry so much fun in your pants, you know?
Yeah.
Any little rubbing on it, like, hey, wait a second. You can't fight that.
No.
That's why we should have arms on our penises. I always say, you know how much they can take care of your stuff.
Time, they would say.
Yeah.
What's the purpose of the arms?
Well, when you're about to have sex, it'll take care of the condom. Don't worry, I got you down here. It'll put the condom on before you even start. Right?
You've thought about that.
Yeah, yeah. If you're about to have sex with somebody you shouldn't have sex with, it'll stop you from doing it. It'll fucking, no! What's the other one?
What the fuck?
Scratching your balls in public. You can scratch. You know, you can be like this and you're scratching your balls. You have your arms folded in front of you, nothing. And you don't have to fake like you're looking for your keys to scratch your balls anymore. You know, that's.
Yeah, that's what you.
That's
do.
What brought it on. Like, you know, I got to scratch my balls in front of these people. Why can't I just fucking scratch my balls? You know, I can do like this on my face. I can scratch my face. Nobody says anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But if I scratch my balls, oh my god! You know.
All right.
end on balls.
Yeah,
scratches?
We have to end. This has been. If you would like to know more about ball scratching, please tune in next week. Please. To the We're Going to Hell podcast. It's going to come out eventually. I don't know the details right now, but it's going to come out on iTunes.
At some point. In the future.
But yes, it'll be around that time.
Yeah.
And thank you, Mike Hernandez.
Thank you guys.
For coming out.
Sorry for being late, fellas.
No, that's all right, man. We'll have you on again.
I like the spot, man.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. Clean fun.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.